Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
He is indeed worthy of our praise this morning, Basalwane. Hallelujah. Let me acknowledge the Church of God coming out to stand on behalf of the nation before the Lord this morning. The Lord bless you, Basalwane. Utiko atate aponi ongeze aponi tata kona. Ongeza amandla, sustain you in the name of Jesus. We bless the Lord. Mam Khaukhelo, Mam Linki siyakubona mama. Also Mam Jessica siyakubona, Sthandwa Mam Meki siyakubona. Acknowledge you, Mam G, Babu Mahlangu siyabonga, mfundisi Sisthepi, Buthokozani, Sisiphindile, siyabulela bazalwane this morning. 31 minutes after 6 is your time. Sikhili khasi ukhona uta Sandile Swana this morning, siyaqhuba bazalwane, siqinisa amakhaya. Izinto ezininzi esizibonayo zisonakala, a lot of the things that we are saying turning upside down, it is really because the foundations are broken, and those foundations can only be restored within the unit of the home. And so Tatu Sandile Swana every single morning is speaking to the heart of the fathers, Basalwane, the fathers of homes and the fathers of the nation. And this morning we continue to focus on the benefits of the present father in a daughter's life. Tata, good morning and thank you so much for standing by.
Good morning to you, Ayanda, and to the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tata. Siyabulela kakhulu. We look forward to hearing ba uThixo uthini nako tata nakwisizwe this morning as we continue to believe the Lord for restoration, revival, and His presence over our nation.
Yes, we are talking to fathers. These fathers may be a five-year-old chap who is aspiring one day to be a father. It may be a father who is 25 or 35 or 45 years old. It may be an uncle. It may be a grandfather or a guardian or a grandmother who is charged with playing the role of a father.
Mm.
Now, since last week, in actual fact, we have been looking at the benefits of fathers to their daughters. So we are looking between the father and the daughter. I was asked by you last week to talk about case studies, where practically this thing happened.
Yes.
So we will then deal with that today. It could be that we don't finish this topic today, but we will continue.
That's right.
So let us then start. Mm-hmm. Fathers give validation, security, belonging, and self-confidence to their daughters.
Mm.
Now, I must emphasize that we are teaching the positive here. We are not teaching the damage that is caused by the absent father. We are teaching the positive. When you do your job as a father, when you play your role, what are the good things that actually happen? And ideally, how do you go about it? So when you are supposed, these are the things that a daughter gets from you as a father.
Mm.
Fathers give validation, security, belonging, and self-confidence to their daughters. They generally become the prime mentor in terms of behavior, beliefs, and teachings.
Mm.
Bear in mind that we blend what is learned in research and also what is written in the Bible here. So that is a practical aspect to this.
Mm-hmm.
So we said last week, one of the things that a father brings on board is affirmation and validation.
Mm.
In its simplest form, you know, I used to say to my daughter every time we're interacting, I would say to her, you know, you are a world champion,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I will show you where this fits in other families and what has been experienced. So your daughter needs to get that affirmation and validation.
Mm-hmm.
And every daughter is different from the other. Even if they are all your daughters, even if they are identical twins, you need to be able to know how to affirm every child uniquely. The second aspect we discussed last week, we are not yet in the case study, so I'm just revising now.
Okay, Dad.
To give children a fatherly perspective.
Mm.
In every situation at home, let's say now you are the daughter, you are Ayanda, we have your brother's perspective, your sister's perspective, we have your mother's perspective, but there is what is called the father's perspective on the world.
Wow.
So there are things that you look at and people will wonder why you approached that topic in a particular way and tackled that problem in a particular way or proposed a particular solution. But it's because you also have got what? Your father's perspective on life. So, and usually in this perspective, fathers have got a very different perspective on risk and security. You know, it's interesting that you learn how to take risks, but also how to protect yourself from risk, from the father.
Wow, Dad.
Right?
Mm.
An early model of Heavenly Father, this is important, you know, that in your inner being, you must have a picture of what a father looks like. So God gives you a father as a person. Then that father represents God to say, actually, this thing that is called a father looks like this. So you, as Mr. Father, you need to be aware that you are actually made in the image of God and to implant and impart that image of God to your child. So your child has got an opportunity to learn about the fatherhood of God from you as a father. So we know that from Ephesians 5, verse 1 to 2. We will not read those verses today. And also from Ephesians 3, 14 to 15, that tells you, and I read last week, that God is love. And your daughter must learn biblical love from you. And we cited 1 Corinthians 13, all those things that are listed there in 1 Corinthians 13, what love is, not the one that you get from the CDs, from the music, and all that. So, also, as a father, you need to see what things is your daughter interested in. Your daughter might like going for walks, she might like playing the piano or whatever it is, or write like reading certain types of books, and you also guide and assist to develop that interest. And then another thing is that you must show appropriate affection to your daughter.
Right.
You are able to hold hands with her when you are walking, you are able to hug her, you are able to show her that you are somebody that loves her. At times you are her friend, you know, you are her corner man, you know, you are in her corner, you are the one who's with her, you know, you are a backup, you are all those types of things. And then also expose, I think I may have forgotten to mention this one last week, include her in the things you do. You know, I had a friend, I still have this friend, it's just that he emigrated to Canada, he lives in Canada now. One day we're driving in the car, he's a civil engineer. So we were driving down there, he had a lot of projects that he was doing in Swaziland, so we're going to Swaziland there. And he says to me, Sunny, you know, I wonder why, he's got two daughters, I wonder why these daughters of mine are not interested in civil engineering. When I asked him, sir, have you taken your daughter to a site? He bring me to a site, at least to the country where he's doing the project. But has he ever taken his own daughters to see how a bridge gets built, how it is designed? He told them. So, and then you just want them to learn from you, but you never expose them. So it becomes a problem. And then treat her as equally valuable. You know, every human being is valuable. The school teacher is valuable. soccer player is valuable. So every one of your child, different as they are, every one of your daughters, different as they are, in the sight of God, they are all equally valuable. So all of those things are there. Now, let's then come to the issue of case study. Case studies of girls and their daddies.
Yes, Dad.
So that is the topic of today. So what I want to say is this. In South Africa, we have examples of this. There are famous examples of this that we can talk about. People who grew up in Gauteng and Soweto with no Chichi Maponya and Richard Maponya, a businessman, and his daughter, who also became a businessman after her father. We have Sibongile Khumalo, who was a great singer in South Africa, who learned the art of music from both sides of the family, but her father, Professor Kabi Mngoma, was a professor of music. And Sibongile Khumalo became one of the top classical music singers in South Africa. I will go a little bit in more detail later on about Sibongile just now. Then you have the other one, Jessica Mutaung, the daughter of Kaiser Mutaung, of the famous, one of my favorite businesses in Africa called Kaiser Chiefs, the soccer team. There's a girl there, there's a young lady there called Jessica Mutaung. She's the marketing and communications manager of Kaiser Chiefs, for those who don't know. She's been working with her dad in that business for a long time. And we all know that, you know, Kaiser Chiefs is one of the biggest brands in Africa. So these were high-profile daughters mentored by their fathers to be highly recognized national figures. Now, that is not to say there is no Mr. Mutau and Mr. Murolong somewhere in Thabo, in Belcom, who's doing it. Yeah. And another one, Kwechube, in Lusigisigi somewhere. So we are just making examples here. So I just want to see if I can take... Now, there are two things here that we need to be careful about when we talk about these things. The one thing is the result, right? The outcome. So you see a child, a daughter of somebody's daughter, like Sibongile Khumalo, being a really high performer, superstar, just absolutely stunning. So that's one side of the story, the outcome. But as Christian, we are not just looking at the outcome. We are looking at the process of formation. So there are two things. You must look at the process of discipleship, the process of how this person was constructed by the father to be what they eventually became. So not so a lot of people just see a performance or a delivery without concerning themselves with it. What did it take to produce this person to be like this? So and you will see as we go into the detail of it, because I want people to be able to do their own studies as well, those who are able to, about these two aspects. So we're talking for the time being about Sibongile Khumalo. Sibongile Khumalo became one of the greatest singers. She lived in the period from 1957 to 2021. She died in 2021. But she was born into a dynasty of musicians. Her grandfather was a Maskandi artist. Some of you are familiar with the Maskandi type of music. And then her father, Kabi Mngoma, was a classical musician, a community builder in Soweto, and ultimately a music professor at the University of Zululand. So you can see that her grandfather was a musician. Her father was actually even a professor of music and a great musician in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
Then the scholars say, undoubtedly, it was her mother, Grace Ngoma, who bestowed her with her warm mezzo-soprano alto voice. Mm. And this voice that this lady had, Mama Gaga Sibongile, Grace Ngoma, it is even recorded by the great scholar Eskiam Pashel in the book Down Second Avenue, where she was actually a great singer already in the 1950s. At the same time, she was singing in compositions and made by Spongile's father already in the 1950s, even before Spongile was born.
Mm.
So when you read this profile of this lady, you can see that from various sides of her family, she was born into music. And she had plenty of opportunity with music. Now, coming to the other side of the story, when you read the profile of Sibongile Khumalo as a daughter, quite clearly we can see that she had a good chance of becoming a musician because but unfortunately, the way these African writers are writing, our own people here in South Africa, they do not write about formation, but what did they do to make Sibongile what it was? Anyway, we agree that she was born into the music family. But what did they do to actually train her to be one of the best in the world?
Mm.
So for that reason, then, you will discover that it became quite necessary, because I must talk about things that are documented, that are traceable, that there are records of.
Mm-hmm.
So for that reason, I'm talking today about what many people, some people call King Richard, King Richard Williams, the father of the Williams sisters, Venus and Serena Williams, the tennis superstars, the two girls, Venus and Serena Williams,
mm-hmm.
who were formed now this time by their father to be absolute, undisputed world champions, intentionally so. Mm,
mm, mm.
So what happens from what we read in history is that Williams, by chance, this Mr. Williams, Richard Williams, who later became the father of the two sisters, Venus, the elder, and Serena, the younger, Williams' sisters, just by chance watched tennis on television, the French Open, in 1978, the winner, and he was a security guard, this chap, this father of this girl, the winner of that tournament, and at the end of that tournament, she was given a check of $40,000. Williams was earning $52,000 a year, and this girl in a week was earning $40,000, less than a week, what he earns in a year.
Mm.
He said, man, look, I need to change this. This thing of tennis is something that has got a lot of prospect in it compared to this thing I'm doing. And then, depending which story you will want to believe, 1978, he decided that he wants to have two children that is going to be training. He didn't have this kid.
Hmm.
Going to get two kids with my wife, and these kids were going to train them to be number one and number two in the world of tennis. And then after that, she went and developed a 78-page plan of how he is going to develop his children into the world champions.
Wow.
So what then happened?
I hope I'm not losing. Ah, It certainly does look like we've just lost Udada this morning. Bazalwane, kanye kanye, kulendo pa luvu tondaba. Let's take a quick break because we can, and let's try and get Udada on a better line. It's Radio Pulpit, in case you've just joined us. It is Udada Sandile Swana joining us on the line this morning. Bazalwane, we are studying about the impact of fathers over their daughters. It is often overemphasized, you know, the importance of a father in his son's life. But today we are focusing on the importance of the father in a daughter's life. Radio Pulpit, 51 minutes after 6. That is your time this morning.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Masimtumise hoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenema. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
I think they should change this advert to say it is Masim Dumisa. Let's praise him on a Sunday morning with the rest of the Radio Pulpit family, because it's just not me alone anymore. Dada, thank you so much. We truly apologize for that error. Perhaps let's try and see if we can actually conclude for today, and then we'll continue next week.
Thank you. So, this man called Richard Williams eventually got the two daughters, and he trained them himself based on this plan, the 78-page plan that he did. Remember that the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when she is old, she will not depart from it.
Mm-hmm.
She developed these kids. Venus, bear in mind that he filmed this picture of this potential in 1978. The first child is born in 1980. Mm-hmm. The second child is born in 1981. Let alone now, this child is born in 1980, the bigger one.
Mm-hmm.
In the year 2000, the first child, Serena, she won both the Wimbledon and the US Open at the age of 20.
Mm-hmm.
The younger one, which we will not discuss today, she is rated among all tennis players. It says the American tennis player who revolutionized women's tennis with their powerful style of play, who won more Grand Slam singles titles, 23 of them, than any woman or man in the open era. The younger one has won more titles as a single person than any other person, male or female, on earth.
Mm.
And these were children developed by their father, a man of no means. No means, he didn't have money, but he developed a vision and trained up his children to become world champions. There are other things we have not yet discussed about this, but let us stop there in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen, Dada. Yo, that is absolutely phenomenal. Dada, I can't wait to hear as we go through these case studies, you know, both the process and the result, I think for me that is like the major take home. And it's absolutely amazing how we always celebrate the end result and don't always make time. Even history does not always record the process. And I'm really excited as we go through this series. So thank you so much this morning for your time, Dada. The Lord really bless you.
Bless you, Ayanda, and the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Thank you, Swako.
Amen. Dada Sandi Leswana, my family this morning. Dada is available on Facebook, Rehoboth Bible Seminars. That's where you will find him. And of course, he's Googleable. He is Googleable in case you'd like to get in touch, in case you would like to book him, in case, you know, that is available to chat to your leaders in the church, to your business. So, yeah, absolutely accessible and truly, truly appreciate you, Dada. This morning, my family, we are going to cross over now to, I'd like us to close with a prayer and a message from Mom Alice. She sent it early this morning, and that's why, you know, I just thought, look, this is absolutely important. Let's not miss what the Lord has been saying to us. We've just heard from Otato Sandi Leswana, you know, ministering and helping Otata siqinisa makhaya kulapho yonke into iqala khona.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Ngiyabingelela ekuseni sisayanda nabalaleli be-Radio Pulpit egameni likaJesu Kristu waseNazaretha obuyayo masinyane. Umamkosi okhulumayo, ngiyacela bazalwane esifundeni nalizwi elikuLuka, uLuke chapter 24, chapter yokugcina kwaLuka, uvesi 49 yena yedwa. Fundeka kanje 49. Bekani, ngiyathumela kini isithembiso sikaBaba. Kepha hlalani emzini. Nize nembathiswe amandla avela phezulu. Sisayanda nalizwe lihlele enhlizweni yami. Ngisalifunda izwe lebusuku lokuthinte kakhulu umoya wami. This are the last message kaJesu kubafundi bakhe sezomunga. Lithe seqedile ukhuluma lamazwi welula izandla zakhe, wababusisa lase liyafika ifu lamthatha uJesu wenyuka waye ezulwini. Uthi uJesu kulamazwi, okubalulekile ukuthi hlalani eJerusalema nize nimbathiswe amandla avela phezulu. Uthi because what is coming next is very, very, very important.
Wow.
Uthi kuyeza okuzayo yeza ingubo yamandla. Uthe ngisho kini ukuthi nihlale nje eJerusalema ukuze nembathiswe le ngubo. Uthi uJesu, ngoba ngeke nikwazi ukuyihamba le ndlela ningeyimbathanga ingubo. Uthi hlalani eJerusalema, mina ngiyahamba manje. Yen sangibona physically ngoba ngihamba ngiya kubaba. Uthi hlalani mthandazweni, hlalani emkhulekweni, hlalani kufasting nizilukudla ngoba khona into ezayo. Kunengubo ezayo ekumele niyembathe ngoba ngeke nikhone ukuhamba le ndlela ningayimbathanga le ngubo. Liyangithinta lelizwi sisaya uJesu mayikhuluma nabafundi bakhe. Uthi hlalani, ungabe sihleli singabazalwane sihleli senzani, sihleli singabazalwane siyembetheni lengubo. Athi uJesu asiyembathe ngoba lengubo ngokubona kwami balekile. Uthi izimo esizobhekana nazo sukelani manje ngeke sikhone ukuzinqoba uma ngabe singawembathanga lamandla kamoya oyingcwele. Sisayanda, ngiyancenga, ngiyacela singabazalwane sihlale emkhulekweni, sihlale nasengizileni ukudla ukuze sikwazi ukumukela le ngubo athi uJesu uzosinika yona. Uthi ngiyahamba mina, okwami sekuphelile ukufanele ngikwenze emhlabeni. Lithi iBhayibheli weluleli izandla kubo bonke uyabakhulekela. Kwangathi uyabanika lo moya ongcwele ukuthi ngiyanika manje. Uthi kodwa engikushoyo ukuthi nihlale emthandazweni, nihlale emkhulekweni. uze nemukela amandla ngoba ngeke nilunge la uyihamba lendlela uthezweni kuzoba nezinto eziningi enzidubana nazo uma ngabe ningayembetha ingubo angeke nize naphumelela asihlaleni sisayanda sihlaleni emkhulekweni sihlaleni emthandazweni ukuze sikwazi ukwembatha lamandla ukuze sikwazi ukwembatha lo moyo oyingcwele amen and amen
hayi bazalwane hayi andiyazi ba sabe sikanti simfuna nobawo siyakuva somandla We bless you and we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Sileqo lixesha. We love you, my family. Have a blessed Sunday and certainly blessed week ahead. We will meet again the week after next. We're crossing over now to church. Apago Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.